The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Muscular vegetarian gorillas may seem less likely than humans to have cardiovascular disease, but it's the leading cause of death for captive apes, killing more than 40% of male gorillas in North American zoos. Based on studies of gut bacteria and other factors, researchers at zoos are rethinking the types and quantities of food given to great apes, including shifting from processed nutrient biscuits to the kinds of stems, shoots, and fruits wild gorillas eat. To avoid giving the gorillas anesthesia, which can place an extra burden on their hearts, zoos now train their gorillas to cooperate with heart ultrasounds and other data-gathering procedures. The veterinarians send the information they collect to the Great Ape Heart Project, a collaborative program based in Zoo Atlanta. And of course, gorillas are great apes and are close relatives, so they often take the same medicines as we do. At the Cincinnati Zoo, our big male lowland gorilla Jomo takes Lipitor to lower his cholesterol. And get this, Jomo's zookeepers have trained him to voluntarily get his blood pressure checked.
The 90-Second Naturalist is brought to you by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business, a valued partner delivering knowledge, connection, and community. As part of the Lindner College of Business at the University of Cincinnati, the Gehring Center has been helping drive a vibrant regional economy since 1989.